Protesters held up a banner reading involuntary servitude is slavery on an overpass on I-80 Monday to send the message to passing motorists. Tanisha Cannon is the managing director of Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. She said that as people commemorate the abolition of slavery on Juneteenth, they want to remind them of the involuntary servitude still taking place in California.
We've all heard about the people in prison that are fighting fires, making license plates, making the tables for California state universities. That is not from private prisons. That's still from state prisons. So the state of California continues to enslave people. And we just want to remind people on this day as they celebrate, they take their time off and they barbecue. There's a lot of people that are not spoken for.
Legal Services for Prisoners with Children are co-sponsors of Assembly Constitutional Amendment 8. The amendment would remove California's exception clause from the state constitution. Last year, the state Senate failed to pass a similar amendment, ACA 3. Alyssa Moore is a policy fellow with Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. She says that she worked for 25 years in a California state prison and wants to see the involuntary servitude clause removed immediately.
There are thousands of us, and we are working every single day. And if we don't fight for the people that are working without wages, then what else is it? Slavery. And what else are we but slaveholders?
Tanisha Cannon said that prisoners don't have the same benefits as other state employees because their felony conviction follows them.
And when we think about, you know, the folks that are working inside of prison, they are technically state employees. And most employees that do work for the state for 20 plus years end up having at least access to Social Security when they get out or access to some type of retirement. Now you have people that are getting out of prison that have worked for the state for 30 plus years and are getting out 70, 80 years old and have no access to any type of Social Security. And this is just going to further push the recidivism rate, because folks are getting out and they have really no, they can't use some of these skills. Someone can work as a firefighter, but get out of prison and is now not able to become a firefighter because of their felony.
Legal Services for Prisoners with Children is part of a coalition working to end involuntary servitude nationwide. For KPFA News, I'm Evgenia Anastasakos.